It's autumn and migration is in full swing. But more than just birds are preparing for their long journey south. Bluefish are on their way to warmer weather in Florida as well. During the summer, bluefish are concentrated from northern Maine to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Lots of these greenish-blue fish swim in and around the Chesapeake Bay. Their abundance reaches a peak near the mouth of the bay from April to July and again from October to now. During the winter, most bluefish tend to be offshore and south between Cape Hatteras and Florida. Bluefish get their name from their color. They are a greenish-blue with silvery sides and a white belly. Plus, they have a black blotch at the base of each pectoral or side fin. Bluefish have pointed snouts and large mouths with lower jaws that stick out past the upper jaw, like a human underbite. Bluefish have sturdy, compressed bodies, large heads, and perhaps most notably, pointed, razor-sharp triangular teeth. Known as the marine piranha because of their aggressive feeding habits, bluefish have been known to strike at anything. In fact, bluefish are so voracious they will even kill prey they do not eat and have occasionally bitten human swimmers who were unfortunate enough to encounter a feeding school. Large schools of feeding bluefish, known as blitzes, will often force baitfish like anchovies to beach themselves in an attempt to escape these fierce, fork-tailed predators. Bluefish also eat squid. On this diet, bluefish can live to be 12 years old and can reach 40 inches in length. Bluefish closest to us, however, are much smaller at about only 12 inches in length. No matter their size, though, bluefish are well known to fishermen as strong fighters with tremendous biting power. I recently experienced the excitement of angling for bluefish on the bay. We found the voracious eaters terrorizing a large school of baitfish and managed to hook a few using surface lures. They took several minutes and a lot of strength to pull in on my fly rod. Once aboard, I had to keep my fingers well clear of its gnashing teeth while removing the hook, lest I lose a digit. After weighing and measuring the fish, we safely released them back into the bay. In 2000, bluefish were classified as overfished in the U.S. Atlantic Ocean. However, as of 2005, bluefish is no longer considered overfished, and overfishing is not occurring. Fishery managers at the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council are using management tools such as quotas and catch limits, minimum sizes, mesh size restrictions, and seasonal closures to regulate both the commercial and recreational fisheries for bluefish. Bluefish is sometimes unfairly accused of tasting fishy. Like all fish humans want to eat, when it's fresh, it should not have a foul or fishy smell. Bluefish does not hold up well to freezing, which is why it's rarely found for sale far from the coast. If you happen to see it on the menu, give it a try. Monterey Bay Aquarium's Seafood Watch labels bluefish as a best choice for sustainability. Seafood Watch's recommendations help you to choose seafood that's fished or farmed in ways that have less impact on the environment. Ask the chef if the bluefish on the menu was caught with hook and line, as it is the most ocean-friendly choice for this species. To learn more about sustainable seafood, check out the Monterey Bay Aquarium's Seafood Watch website, or visit Irvine or our wonderful National Aquarium. And check out explorenature.org for more tips on helping to conserve this and other essential Maryland species. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.